Good afternoon, Gilded Rags. Okay. What year model car, mate? Manual, no worries. Let's take a look. Was this the one that was in recently? Yeah, and we diagnosed the problem there. Got a couple options. If I remember when I spoke to you, we were you can do a second-hand motor, but the risk, obviously, you don't know the true history of the engine. Alternatively, you can always do like a brand new short motor in the car. So that's essentially the middle motor from Subaru. They're about $4,000 for the short motor, and then it normally ends up around $10,000 all up for a refresh on that. Yeah, we do. Yeah. The only issue, I think, when we spoke last, we're sort of taking bookings for sort of late Feb, start of March. So it's a long time before we'll get to see the car. So the other place I would suggest would be Top Torque. Yes. Did you email them? Yeah. What I might do, I'll give you an email. One sec. Where are we? Top Talk. And I'll call them and tell them to help out. Yeah. Very similar. Yeah. Very similar. So. Yeah, the email is sales@toptalk.com.au. Yeah, sales@toptalk.com.au. Just email them, just say, hey, it's Vishal. I tried calling, I just need a call back. Well, Rebels, you're sort of lucky at the moment in that it hasn't busted the engine. That particular model is very common for actually breaking a rod. And then what ends up happening is it just destroys the head, destroys the bottom end. So everything's a throwaway, whereas yours is at that point where it's just a bit noisy. So you're quite lucky in that you could probably rebuild your existing one and it'll save some money that way. Yeah, I would speak to Top Talk. I'm not sure what they would charge for that, but definitely you need to get onto that ASAP. So they purchase a lot of the parts from us, so we'll supply it to them, and then we'll, like we were speaking about tuning wise and that sort of stuff, they'll bring the car straight to us and we'll tune it. So they'll do everything. They'll charge you for the tune, but we'll charge them for the tune, and everything just gets handled, and they give you the keys, and it's done. Yeah, and it's all done. Absolutely. No, not of that one. No. It'll just be the normal FA20, but. The main thing from a reliability point of view for yours is the tune. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Because you were absolutely spot on with everything else. I can't see it being caused by anything else. I totally agree. I'd be the exact same. Okay. Yeah. You probably picked the wrong one to do the first time, because it is more complicated than an EJ. Yeah, there's a few little pitfalls there that can really come back to haunt you. We shy away a little bit from the FA20s, because we don't do them every day. We do EJs all day, every day. Whereas Top Talk, the FAs, they're very, very familiar with it. to an extent. Obviously, if it's a performance car, there's very little warranty there. It'd be more on the parts and that sort of stuff. If it's a completely stock standard car, Subaru short motors come with a warranty, which is great. And then they warrant their work that they've done on there. Yeah. So have you spoken to Subaru about what they would charge? Like, if you dropped in the car? Yeah. Yeah, cool. No, do that. Absolutely, mate. The car's not modified. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Do that. Warrant it. Do it. Absolutely, mate. We can give them a full service history, everything. Mate, keep the money in your pocket. If they offer in that, go for it. And we'll just tune it. Done. Perfect. Well, if I think about any new car, you shouldn't have to go tune a car to make it right. Do you know what I mean? Look, I drive my Golf every day, and it's done 200,000 Ks, and it's perfect. Do you know what I mean? Touch wood. Whereas a Subaru, it's hit or miss. Do you know what I mean? Like, but if you... So silly. Yeah. So I'd be having that conversation with them as well. But that's great. If they're offering that, go for it. Yeah. What's the worst they can do? They say no. You know, further back. I would be just calling them to say, I need to drop this car with you. It's not happy. It's getting worse every day. Perfect, mate. It sounds like it's getting worse. I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd just call them, get it. Well, the problem I've seen is, like, when they explode, they'll put oil everywhere. And you imagine if you're going 100 kilometers an hour and it spits oil out the bottom, that's dangerous. Don't do that. Yeah. Just call them. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, bugger. No, it's okay, mate. Like, I totally get it. I'd be the same. Honestly, like, because there's also inherent a bit of denial there. Like, I couldn't accept that there's a brand new car that I've owned since new. It's turned to shit. Do you know what I mean? Especially when you've serviced it so perfectly. Just speak to him. Just ask him. I really think it's a great idea. They've got insurance. Yeah, they've got insurance in place. The dealership doesn't lose out. Subaru pays the dealership. Yeah, absolutely. Done. No, that sounds great. My name's Warwick. I was speaking to you when you picked your car up last time. Yep. No worries, mate. Just let us know if there's anything we can help out with, okay? Thanks, Rishal. See you, mate. Bye.